Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of Sipping Tay. On today's episode, we're really just going to be talking about friendships and how it's so important for us sisters to have that solid foundation of a circle of women to help guide us and support us and to just overall just help us flourish. I can definitely say that within the past couple months of me moving from Michigan to Arizona, there has been an increase in my friendships. There has been a decrease in my friendships. It's been a roller coaster. And the reason why I wanted to touch bases with this is because in our 20s, we need friends who are honestly who are there for us, you know, who want to see us thrive, who want to see us live our best life. And it's so important, especially within the Black community. You sometimes have to take responsibility of being a good friend because you never know what a particular person is going through or the things that they're feeling. And especially with me being, you know, over 1,200, 1,500 miles away from home, it's so hard to keep up and maintain with my best friends, but we do it. And I think we do it because we're all going through the same things. We're all learning this thing called adulthood. it's just all just a learning matter on all of our ends. And especially as Black women, it's very important for us to maintain those relationships with one another that we can really confide in and discuss certain topics. It's definitely important to be positive about certain situations when it's pertaining to friendships. I definitely felt as if when I had first moved here, everybody, you know, was just so happy for me and happy for the endeavors that I was going on, which was okay. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you really just don't have your best friends in your corner, you don't really feel like nothing. I mean, of course, you have your family, you have your friends, but your best friends are the ones who are supposed to help you get through whatever you're going through, give you that good encouragement, those words of wisdom. And it's honestly just, it's more fulfilling to the soul to hear that your friends are really proud of you and the strides that you're making to become, to be a better person within this society. And it's definitely critical within this time being Black women, because a lot of this time we be beefing over stuff that don't even really pertain to us or really has an actual meaning to. And I feel like that's really critical because why are we doing this? What are we doing this for? We're not going to solve anything. And people really want to see, you know, not only Blacks, but Black women just not really connect with one another and really just to be with one another. And I feel as if having those specific best friends or whoever in your corner guiding you and helping you to be positive and allowing you to go through certain things and just to be by your side is very important. I can definitely say that coming here has opened my mind about who was really there for me, who was really, in my corner, and who really wants to see me thrive. I can definitely also say that friendship knows no distance. I'm literally in a group chat with my best friends every day. We always talk about something, we gossiping about something, we running our mouth, we doing something, and we can also be talking about things that we're going through or the things that, you know, we need help or we need support about. And I feel like that's really detrimental, especially in our 20s, because we really need that. We need that support system. I'm just really grateful that we can thrive off of each other like that. It's very essential, especially during this time. And you can also know that during this time we're talking to boys or, excuse me, you know what? I can't even say men because they barely want to act like men, but talking to men and talking about certain situations, because it ain't nothing for me to just pick up the phone or call my best friends, you know, or to text them or hit the chat like, hey, so-and-so did this, how should I react to this, I don't want to do that. And, you know, it's good to just have that back support to know that you're not the only one going through this, and that things will get better eventually, whether it's with a boy or whether it's with your career or, you know, just overall with mental health, things will definitely get better. And I feel like it's so important to really have us Black women being able to be there for one another, and to just really give each other that support for that. I know sometimes I don't do the best of being a best friend or going through a particular situations with dudes or whatever, but I appreciate the fact that when my friends tell me that I'm doing something wrong or I look silly or I look dumb doing this, that it's out of love and it's not out of jealousy or anything else. It's definitely something that I appreciate, because when I'm going through those certain things, I don't really have that, you know, that mindset to where I want to look out, you know, and think about other stuff. So when they have the chance to do that for me, it just really opens my eyes. And I'm thinking like, wow, I really try to go through this by myself like I'm crazy. Because half the stuff that we go through in our 20s, especially being young Black women, like, how is this, how can we do this by ourselves? Like, we need best friends. We need those girlfriends who are there to, you know, help us go through with those, whatever crisis we're going through, or especially with the time difference right now. Like, I'll be telling my best friends, they be in the chat, it'd be like 9 o'clock in Michigan and then 6 o'clock in Arizona. And I'm just like, what is y'all even talking about? But it's like, I'm just glad that I still have that bond with them, you know? And a lot of people also say that, like, the best friends that you have through high school or whatever, and then you go to college, you're going to lose those friends. And then especially after you graduate from college, you're going to move on. And I can wholeheartedly say that the same 5 best friends that I've had for forever are still the same 5 best friends that I've had since like middle school, high school. Like, ain't nothing changed but the location. And I really appreciate them for that, because not everybody can say that. And we're all young Black educated, you know, all have on a, have a really good mindset with about life and the goals and the things that we're trying to obtain and accomplish for ourselves. And that is one thing that I also appreciate, because, you are who you attract. And I've lived by that for some time now, because it's true. You know, I don't want to be around people who are influencing me in a negative way. I don't want them to, you know, just disrupt with what my mind process and what I'm trying to do. And I'm just so thankful that I have a gang of some girls that really be on they, you know, really be on their business. And I appreciate that. And definitely I appreciate their honesty, because we get clouded by so much going on in our lives that we need that person to be there for us and to just give us the real and to help us, you know, like snap back, like, hey, like, this don't need to be that way. Let me help you figure out ways to, you know, to cope, to make you feel better. Because definitely whatever we're going through or however hard we may think that it is, it's not. We are literally living all our best lives because we wake up every day. We're blessed. We, you know, wake up in a right mind. And I'm just so thankful that I have friends who are able to push me and help me and guide me and to put me back in those realms that I need help with. And sometimes you need those friends who, you know, call you out or are just wholeheartedly honest with you. And you definitely need friends who are like-minded. Because I remember also in college, like, I feel like college and high school were mainly like the times where you try to be like, within a popularity contest. You wanted people to like you. But as you grow older, you see that, like, okay, ain't nobody gonna like me. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna be myself. And if you don't like me, that's perfectly fine. And I'm glad that I've got to that mindset as to where you don't have to like me, you don't have to love me, whatever. But you will respect me. And I appreciate my friends, you know, respecting that also. And we're all like-minded. We're all on the same spectrum when it comes to that, because we not living to please nobody but the Lord. Okay, hallelujah, thank you Jesus. But no, it's just, you really are who you attract, and it's very critical with determining, you know, your success for the future and who you are as a person, because having a positive mindset really gives you the chance to be at peace with yourself. And to have friends who are on the same page as you, it really just encourages you and it helps you to thrive and to become a better person. I know that sometimes we like to say things that are sometimes negative. But when we get those friends who are, you know, saying those positive affirmations over your life and holding those ties and making you responsible for the things that you feel like you shouldn't be, that's something great. And you should be appreciative of that, because not everybody has that good friend or, you know, that good group of friends. Like, I'm thankful that I have a group of friends that I literally call my best friends, even though I'm so far away. But when we do link up, it's like, hey, put me on the snap. Like, hey, let's fool. And I'm glad that, like, whenever we're together, it feels like, you know, like we were just together yesterday, even though I haven't saw them in a while. Like, that is one thing that I definitely truly appreciate with me, like, going through, like, relationships and, you know, just life things, work, stress from work, because, and then transitioning, moving literally across the country, you know, and trying to start my life. And, you know, I really appreciate them being there for me, even though it wasn't, you know, physically. So being a good friend obviously plays a part in who we are as women, and growing up in our 20s, we're supposed to do, you know, spontaneous things. We're supposed to really find ourselves. And I feel like this is really the years where you also need to find who your best friend or your best friends are. Like I said, I'm very fortunate to have a group of friends who are really grounded and can really, you know, we all share the same similar, you know, backgrounds and history and goals and accomplishments, and I just really appreciate that. And like I said, there are a lot of people who are also like, hey Tay, let's meet up when you get home, let's kick it. And I'm like, I ain't talked to you in years, why would I even? Or then the people would be like, oh, you in town, why didn't you let me know? Because I wasn't hanging with you before I left. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that type of weird stuff. But I mean, nonetheless, just really focus on who your friends are. Really focus on why you are friends with them. Look at the aspects of what they bring to the table for you and what the things that you can benefit from them also. My main thing is just positivity. We can just be positive. We can be honest. And goal settings also. Because I love the fact that I literally just like hit the chat with my best friends and just say whatever I want to say in my mind. And then they'll give me their honest opinion. And it's like, okay. Like, I can react that way or I can react that way. But either way, it's good because it's like they know. And I'm just very thankful for friendships. Because that doesn't happen a lot. Especially within the Black community. I feel like we're always in competition with each other. We're always trying to be, you know, better than one another. And I'm just like, I'm very friendly myself. Like, I'm very friendly. It's funny because everybody think I'm so mean just because of the way I look. And I'm like, no, that's not how I am. I want friends. Like, let's be friends. Besties. I mean, not besties, but you get it. But I think it's so detrimental of like having best friends during this time or just friends in general. Because it feeds you to so much with being yourself and finding yourself. And I really do not see how girls compete. I've never been in competition with nobody but myself, you know? So maybe that's just where my head is and how mature I am with stuff. But like I said, the only person I'm in competition with is myself. So that's that. But like I said, friendships are hard to come by, especially the ones that are the ones that uplift you, the ones that know when you're angry, know when you're happy, know when you're going through some things. And I really appreciate those, you know, aside from like being in a group chat or whatever, I really appreciate my best friends who will like literally text me separately and be like, hey sis, hope everything's going okay. I know you out in Arizona. I see it's hot. And I'd be like, why you have to comment on it? But just really just them showing that they care. That really means a lot to me. Because I feel like sometimes I've been going through a lot myself here. But I feel like sometimes that's really uplifting. And it's warming. It warms my heart to know that somebody else is like caring for me. aside from, of course, like, you know, close family or whatever, my mom, but just like my friends, just to know that they'll literally take the time out of their day to just text me and let me know how they're feeling and to say that, hey, you're on my mind, or this popped up. Like, that really means so much to me. That really means so much, and I appreciate that. Because essentially, we're all just trying to find ourselves. And that's what the 20s are for. We're all trying to find ourselves. We're all just really trying to be that good friend. And it's just so, it's so important, especially to Black women, because we need that, you know. We're always, we're supposed to be, you know, in the negative light. We're always portrayed in the negative light and of the stuff that what we can and what we can't do. And for us to just really, you know, come together as friends or best friends or have that certain type of relationship where we're, have a friendship, that really means a lot. Because Black women be going through it. I mean, damn, we really go through it. Like, just being Black in the workplace, shit, being Black in Arizona, like, that's a true thing. There are no, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see a lot of Black people. So just to know that I'm getting that love and that support from my friends, you know, from my day ones, this really means so much to me. And really just helping them and guiding them also, because it's just like, it's just so amazing to me how we can really uplift each other and be positive from so far from each other. Like, I have a best friend that I talk to like every blue moon. But when we do talk to each other, I think it'd be on like our birthdays or something. So when we text each other, we'd be like, hey, happy birthday, I love you. Hope you're doing good. Tell so-and-so I love him too. You know, like, and it's funny because, like, you don't even really have to, you don't have to see your best friends or talk to them every day just to know where you're at. And I do appreciate those friendships also, because those mean a lot to me. Because it means that nothing has changed. You know, we still got that bond, that relationship, and nothing will ever change. And like I said, once again, that's very important within the Black community, because we're always, we have that stereotype where we're always like so catty and always in a competition with one another. And it's just real, it's real uplifting to know that. Friends come and go. Like, I definitely have some friends who I haven't spoke to at a time or in years, but I do know the ones that are, you know, my A1 day ones that I talk to all the time, and they really keep me grounded, especially with being out here, and I really do appreciate that. I don't know, I just feel like during this time right now in my life, I'm really just taking the time to appreciate all the little things, and just simple conversations, and having those friends to support you and to help you make decisions in life, whether they are big or small. It's very detrimental to being a Black woman. And that's something that we really need to focus on, how we can uplift each other and how we can support each other and how we can be there for one another, because that really says a lot about us. So that does it for today's episode on Sip and Tay. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you guys tune in next week. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.